This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is there any way you can describe sort of, how you go through, these prolonged struggles? I mean, it seems like every time you feel like you can come out of it, but what's that feeling like after an alley tonight?
It's, pretty disappointed. Just, I feel like, obviously I'm the reason why we lost that game. So just frustrated, but I only know one thing, and that's just keep working. So that's all I'm going to do.
Is that how you feel? I mean, there's a lot of different things that happen in the game, but you think that that play...
Sure. I mean, it's hindsight's 20/20, right? Make that play, game's over, so... What I gotta make.
All right, Trey Turner, as he returns back to the lineup tonight, we hope. But back to Citizens Bank Park as the Phils and the Royals three-game series. We'll talk about the game, but we'll talk a lot about... what fans are going to do when Trey Turner comes to the plate in this? Where do we guess he bats tonight? Is he back in eight?
Yeah, I would think so.
7-8, Jack, something.
Yeah.
Well, leadoff.
Where we put him in lead? Put him cleanup hitter.
Well, I mean, at least we get to see the standing ovation soon.
Early, yes. I probably wouldn't even be home away by the time it would happen.
And also, I think it's 7 or 8. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamond engagement rings, visit the only local jeweler with over 2,000 five-star Google reviews, mark-jewelers.com. 70% last I looked, like, said that they would, at least on our poll.
Okay.
Mark's Reese WIP said that they would give them a standing ovation if they were going to the game, or if indeed they are going to the game. Okay. He's a Mike Meech, who is like an OG blogger. He had a Phillies blog back in like 2000, when the Phillies were good, in 2008, called The Fightins. But he tweets the following yesterday. He says, if anyone gives Trey Turner a standing ovation this weekend, please understand he'll realize that it's condescending, and deep down in his heart he'll know it because he's a disappointment. This won't help one bit. It's weird to treat a $300 million player like he's a child. Be a big boy and take criticism. I feel like I'm the crazy one here. So, but
he is taking criticism.
He is taking the criticism. He's not blaming anybody else. He's not saying anything. He's just saying, yeah, it's all my fault, and he means it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, this is more of in trying to support someone, and I don't see how. I just don't see a negative side to this. I really don't.
At all? No, I don't at all. I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen? He continues to not play well.
Right.
He's already doing that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get some more opinions here, Ike. Let's go to we have a Tom, Northeast Philly. Tom, what up? How are you?
Good. How you doing, guys?
What's up, Tom?
What's up, Tom?
I am completely shocked by this, fellas. Ike, you play football in this town.
Yep.
Listen, we've totally gotten soft since we won Super Bowl 52. This is ridiculous. To cheer this guy tonight and give him a standing ovation, he's played like crap the entire season. I'm going Sunday. If he plays like crap tonight and plays like crap tomorrow, I'm booing his ass the whole game. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Sure you are, yeah.
And guess what? In the past, I understand we've done things for other players and done stuff for other, but this is ridiculous. I'm sorry. This guy, look at his, there's certain categories. He's second in Major League Baseball in errors.
Yeah, but
let me ask you this, though, Tom.
It's insane.
Do you think he's this poorly due to a lack of trying?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think he is trying, but my thing is, too, and guys have talked about this earlier today, he was never the greatest shortstop or the defensive player. And
right.
I think a lot of people don't realize that because we didn't see him play every
right.
day.
Right.
But 14 errors over, you know, three quarters of the season is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, his offensive struggles has hurt him in the field for sure. See Tom, here's where when you say that you're going on Sunday and if he has a bad couple games, you're going to boo him. Right, so you're booing a performance, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm not saying if he grounds into a double play tonight in the first inning or the third inning, then give him a standing ovation as he goes off the field. In his first at-bat before the game actually starts, support him. Let him know that, like, hey, listen, we're here. We're Phillies fans. We're Trey Turner fans. Let's go.
Damn right.
You're not giving a standing ovation to a poor performance. You're giving a standing ovation to the player.
Yeah, but the guy doesn't deserve any kind of cheering at all this season.
Why not?
I'd rather sit there and be quiet tonight, not do nothing at all.
Okay.
Okay.
He doesn't deserve a cheer. He doesn't deserve a standing ovation. That's insane.
So what deserves? But hang on. What deserves a cheer? Because everybody's different.
Listen,
Tom,
he hit
right?
the
but what deserves a cheer? Just good performance on the field.
No, get on base, get a double, or do something, make a good play in the field, and then I'll cheer him. But dude, until he performs, I mean, he's letting the team down. He's the problem why this team is only 9 games over 500. He's made so
well,
many errors
thing,
in the field. He's cost them games.
Yeah, Tom. Listen, Tom. I mean, he hasn't been good. I don't think that. I mean, it's not even.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's debating that. Yeah.
So, does he deserve to be cheered? Right? Like, does any player deserve to be cheered? And then why are we picking and choosing which player deserves to be cheered and which other players don't deserve to be cheered? Like, it's not a great comparison. But you remember when Tony Gwynn's son,
Tony Gwynn Jr.
Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yeah.
After his dad passed, I think it was after his dad passed,
that.
And
yep.
he came to the plate,
yep.
and it was a beautiful moment.
I was there that day, yeah.
And, like, I didn't know him. He didn't really play for the Phillies at all. He was just, he was in the minors and he came up. But, like, that's the fan base. That's everybody coming together and being like, you know what, like, boom. Like, we feel
right.
for you. We know your dad passed. We know he was a great baseball player, right? Like, you can be kind-hearted towards athletes without there being good performance on the field.
Do you think how much of the contract plays into this? Whereas people not feeling sorry for him.
It's a lot of that.
Because that's what it is, right?
Because, you can say, like, yesterday I said I actually feel bad for him with where he is right now. And then the obvious pivot to that is, well, he's making $300 million.
Right.
I'm not telling you I wouldn't trade places with him right now for $300 million.
Right.
But he's got the $300 million regardless. You have to almost separate that and realize he's getting that money. So,
yeah.
So then what? Do I like him? Like, is he a likable player? Has he handled
right.
everything well? Like, he has.
Yep.
So that's why you look at it and I don't say, well, he's making $300 million. Screw him. No, I see a player that's clearly struggling right now in his first season in Philadelphia, and I think he could use the encouragement.
Yep. Perfectly said.
Mad Mike agrees with us. He joins us right now. Mad Mike, how are you, buddy?
The hell I do agree with you. By the way, boo Kevin Kincaid at the same time. Boo Trey Turner and boo Kevin Kincaid.
Why? What did he
bad
do?
Bad writing. And hello?
Did he write up something? You,
no,
you obviously...
I saw we got involved in your Twitter
yeah,
battle.
Yeah, I mean, seriously,
Kincaid.
Kevin, why don't you cry about Tom Bigby's policies some more, you big loser? Like, say it one more time, because you said it like 18 times so far.
Well,
Kevin has a problem with the Mad Mikes of the world calling up to
yes.
the station.
No, yeah. And really, he just doesn't like you, because if it was another caller, he wouldn't care if you called two or three times a week.
Well, he doesn't like Andy
he doesn't like your
either,
content.
So we have that in common.
Or Chuck.
So that's fine.
I was going to say, yeah, I don't think he likes Chuck.
Or Chuck. Or some other.
So anyway, can we stop? Like, we're such a sad sack fan base. Like, oh, we gotta cheer for this guy. No, this guy needs to do his job and show up and hit the ball because he's making $300 million. I don't want to hear, we got to put our arm around him. It's stupid.
So supporting our players is a bad
thing. What's wrong with supporting the guy?
Yeah, support a player. Give me a break. This guy is in a tax bracket no one in this Philadelphia area will ever achieve.
But Mike, that's happening regardless, right? So then it becomes that, like, so are you only going to support a player that's good?
Yes.
More or less,
yes.
Like a player that
only
probably doesn't need as much support from you right now because they're doing well.
And then come down like an avalanche on the players that aren't living up to expectations and pile on them because that's what they deserve. If you're in this league, that's what you sign up for.
Well, I mean, it's part of it. Yeah, you're right. Boy. Castellanos wasn't getting standing ovations last year because he's different. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, when he talks, you're not really sure like where he's coming from, what he's saying. Now that he's doing well, we kind of like it.
And he had the little dust up with Jim Salisbury.
He did, right?
Yeah.
So we looked at him last year, and I don't think he really got it rough at all.
No.
But we weren't giving him standing ovations when he was struggling last year.
Can we give a standing ovation to Ben Simmons? How'd that turn out for us?
But if you didn't give him a standing ovation, would he have been an all-time player with the Sixers, or would the same thing would have happened?
Yeah, he wouldn't be anything. And Trey Turner's probably
right.
Not
so
anything.
What does it matter?
Well, Ben Simmons was Ben Simmons
right.
before all of that.
Right.
Well, Trey Turner seems to be like a bust, so I'm not supporting him.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Mad Mike.
All I'm saying is, and I don't need to go through Ben's stinking accolades that he got because he was the number one overall pick, like Rookie of the Year and bogus All-Star games they put him in. He's part of Clutch Sports and all that nonsense.
Well, he started playing 2 weeks before the All-Star selection.
Yeah, being more aggressive.
Yeah.
But his game was his game. The lack of shooting, the lack of confidence from a three-point range, like all that was always there with his game. It didn't change or anything. It's just it got exposed for what it was. Trey Turner was a top 10 to 15 player in all of Major League Baseball. Not this crap.
Yep. The when they signed him, what was he, Jack, in the top 100? 12th?
Yes.
He's 12th. Was the 12th best player. And the year before that, I think, I don't know if he was a little higher or a little bit lower.
Might have been 7th.
But, yeah, I think he was 7th. So it's not like that all of a sudden he had this 1 year and it's like, wow, that really vaulted him up the rankings and that's why he was there. No, he's been one of the better players in baseball going on the last couple of years. So, yeah, this is like, this is. You just hope that it's an aberration and it's not something that you're going to see going forward. But
and I think most of us have pretty much resigned to the idea that this is probably what he's going to be. He may get on a little bit of a hot streak, and that's all we're asking for right now. Like, give us a semblance of what you used to be, and then we'll hope for next year that you turn back into Trey Turner. Nobody's even asking for a 300-plus hitter right now.
Man.
And more importantly, you can't be a liability out there defense.
Nope.
Like, I think that's more important than what he's doing at the plate.
Yeah, and that's what makes it almost we can't keep doing this because you're hurting us in the field, too. It's one thing if he's batting 250. He's not batting 150. So like,
Or 180.
Or 180, Jack. But he also doesn't have 27 home runs.
That's a good point,
How many times do we have to be over this?
Well, he's the worst defensive player in baseball.
Trey Turner?
No, Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle Schwarber has 2 errors. Trey has 14.
Right, he's the.
I know.
Repeat
I'm
myself.
Just
he's
joking
the worst
around. I know. Deep breaths.
He leads the league in strikeouts. I don't want to talk.
Second in walks.
No, but like, so he's not hitting 150, but we all know that he is really struggling at the plate right now. And now it's in the field, on top of it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, let's go to Don. Don's in Old City. Don, what do you got? How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Listen,
Don?
Before I get to the ovation thing, I just want to mention one thing. Trey Turner is an example of a movie, Home Run. Looks exactly like that actor that had to go home to his hometown to get himself together and then come back into the game. I mean, it's just an idea because I know that they threw out there that he probably needed to take a little time off, but he probably needs to go off the grid and just get his act together and come back. Now, as far as
you go to Vegas like Dennis Rodman.
He doesn't need anything that you know, that's not gonna solve it. In drinking, Vegas, you know, none of that. I think
how do you know?
Well, you don't have to drink and do drugs in Vegas and go to shows.
If it was me, I would just, you know, take it back to the basics and just take some time off and, you know, get myself together. Go back, you know, off the grid.
Mm.
But as far as the standing ovation, you know, I originally wasn't thinking about that. But, yeah, I would I would be willing to give him a standing ovation because he was excellent in 21 with the batting average and with the base hit. Yeah, he deserves a standing ovation. But I really think he needs to just get back to him. His parents even went back to Florida, by the way. So, I mean, that's where he's from. So take a week off, go out there, get off the grid, and if he's listening, get yourself together.
Well, listen, Spirit Airlines, thank you, Don. Spirit has affordable nonstop down the Florida Ike, as we've learned. To rent a car after that and go back to his parents' house, his old bedroom with the posters on the wall.
I would not advise Spirit. I'm just telling you. Whoa. That or Frontier, yeah, those two.
Well, if you want to wear shoes on the plane, you got to pay extra.
Man.
But, like, all this is it's kind of a – it's like a hug from the fan base. Like, it's all right. Like, Big Hugh is here.
Yes, Hugh Douglas.
Listen, you want to talk about a bad Phillies fan right here.
Hugh Bayless?
Hugh Bayless.
Hugh definitely doesn't want anybody cheering.
Well,
standing ovations tonight.
I think Jack was saying earlier that perhaps Hugh's worried that the Braves may get swept up if Trey Turner gets hot.
His Braves?
Yeah, his Braves may.
Did he just say we?
They're trying to label Big Dog a Braves fan, man. They're trying to label you a Braves fan, bro.
All right, well, there you go. We're just kidding, Hugh. We're just kidding. I saw you over camp. Some good social media pictures that you put out there.
How is Jordan Davis so much bigger than you, Hugh? I mean, come on. He's huge.
Jack. He might be bigger than me, but I'm bigger than you.
Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher. You're barking up the wrong tree.
Jack has been on me for the last couple of days. Ever since he didn't speak to me the other day and then called me Hugh Bayless. Now he want to try to talk trash all the time. He's gotten comfortable.
He has.
I told you he's going to get comfortable with you.
He said it was going to take long because when I first met Jack didn't know how to read me. He thought I was like, you know, a pet bull without a leash. Now he's comfortable. He's comfortable now.
Yeah. He knows you're not going to snap his neck. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He can poke at you a little bit.
Yeah, right. I'm like Richie. Richie, I'm still...
Richie, no one trusts what Richie would actually do.
Now, Richie kind of gives, like, you know, psychopathic vibes a little bit. I mean, I love John to death, man. But, yeah, John gives a little psychopath vibes a little bit.
Yeah.
Like he could snap and.
Well, it's the whole, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Yeah so when he gets angry. Yeah,
right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, agreed. Agreed. All right, Hugh. Well, thank you, buddy. Good to see you down here today.
I brought my glasses over.
Yeah, you leave your...
left them in the camper.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, so you joined the fellas when they were in the camper for a little bit.
Yeah, I was hiding out eating my Rita's water ice.
Gotcha. Smart move. In between Ike juice breaks and signing autographs and taking pictures and stuff.
And go hide in the camper.
Good work by you.
Mm-hmm.
Good work. Let's go to... who do we have here? Let's go to Matt.
You can't be saying Ike juice breaks, man.
Well, from people yelling Ike juice at you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's what I meant, yeah.
You might have thought I'd been out of camp drinking today.
But I'm sure there were a lot of Ike juice requests from fans.
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, like the caller that called in to start the show that saw me in the Wegmans parking lot the other day. He was yelling for Ike juice.
Ike juice.
Yeah, and then Jack, he was like, he thought that like I took offense to what he said. And I'm like, no, like you're good. No, like I'm just trying to get my 2-year-old in the car because she doesn't let me get her in the car seat anymore. She fights everything that I do. So I'm trying to get her. It's like she's a perpetrator. I'm trying to get in handcuffs.
Right.
I just have to get the buckled so then she can't get out of the seat. And I'm like, now I gotcha.
You've been watching Cops too long, man.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the guy's like, John, love the show. And you're like, get out of here. I'm busy.
No, I did not do that.
Wow.
Did not do that.
Big time, baby. Big time.
Yeah, man. Very sad.
Confirm that I didn't. I actually did flip Cops on last night when the lights went out at the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah. Yeah.
You weren't really watching that, were you?
Yeah, it was on Fox Business, yes.
No, I'm talking about the Hall of Fame game. I'd rather
watch
Cops.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I watched the Hall of Fame game.
Oh, man, I enjoyed it. I watched it to the last snap of the game.
And see, I didn't because of the blackout. Yeah.
So Zach Thomas got me a little emotional. He was because it's like
They started interviewing everybody. Yeah, they got 20 Hall of Famers this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Joe Klecko got up there, so I liked listening to him. Okay. And they're showing old pictures of the sack exchange. Congrats.
Shout out to Dan Klecko. Yep. His dad's going in the Hall of Fame.
Well deserved. Mm-hmm. So it was good to see that. And then, I mean, listen, the Aaron Rodgers interview for almost an entire quarter was – I'm a huge Aaron Rodgers fan now. I think the Packers are the bad guys.
He's a new person.
He, He was like, he was happy, he was smiling, he's helping the young players, he's giving money back, they're going to Broadway shows.
A great teammate.
Yeah, like, doesn't it feel like the Packers made him into this mean person?
He gave back $35
million. He gave back $35 million so they can get more players.
I ain't never seen anybody do that.
He's talking about his young players.
It's got to be an under-the-table agreement here.
Well, I mean, something. You don't give that.
I'm not giving $35 million back.
Did you see the Hard Knocks video where he's like, you know, go in the lunchroom, connect with your teammates? Like, hold on, man. You didn't throw to any receivers the last 2 years. What are you talking about?
It's unbelievable.
It's going to be a good year for our Jets, John.
Right, listen, we have a real chance this year, Jack. We do.
Something tells me Aaron Rodgers wants to make everyone mad in Green Bay when they start watching Hard Knocks and everything else.
I think that they're going to, for sure. And then the big story from last night's game was Darrelle Revis and his belly.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, I don't know if you
saw it. I did see that. Was that a story that people noticed? I thought you were going to go with DeMarcus wearing that terrible national anthem rendition.
That was, jeez. Holy cow, you're not kidding. I forgot about
that. Somebody tried to say it was worse than Fergie's. It was not worse than Fergie's.
There was nothing. The soulful NBA All-Star game, national anthem?
Nothing worse than that.
No, Darrelle Revis came out.
Breaking news.
Trey Turner's in the lineup tonight.
Oh, God. I figured that's where you were going.
Stupid, man.
All right, so let's get on the record. So I think he's batting seventh. I've not seen it. Jack, what do you got?
He is batting lead off. He's batting eighth. He's batting eighth.
Batting eighth.
Okay, so
we'll have time to get home.
Schwarber, Boehm, Harper, Castellanos, Stott, Realmuto, Marsh, Turner, Rojas.
All right.
Dude, we left out the other Phillies news of the day.
Noah Song going back to the Red Sox?
No, didn't Hamels officially retire?
Cole retired.
Officially retired today.
Well.
Oh, man, that's King Cole.
I felt like he was unofficially retired as it was. You've been trying to get a job for a while.
He's thrown three and a third innings since 2019.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been retired, yeah.
Made some money over those years. He just hasn't been doing a lot of pitching. Yes, Cole Hamels, congratulations on a great career. There you have it. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Hold the line. We'll get back to your phone calls. If you're going down to the game tonight, we want to know what you're going to do when Trey Turner comes out. He's batting eighth. We know where he's going to be in the lineup. What are you doing? Are you cheering him like you normally would or not really cheering at all? Or like if the eight-hole batter comes up, like when Brandon Marsh comes up before him, no one's going to give him like a huge cheer, but they'll cheer for him. Like, you know, is he in left field tonight, Jack, or center? I didn't hear the
Who? Marsh?
Marsh, yeah. Is Rojas playing?
He's in left, yeah. So Rojas is in.
So left fielder, Brandon Marsh. Like, you'll get like, hey, but no one's paying attention to what happens during the introduction. But Trey Turner's going to be different. What are you doing? We'll talk about it. 215-592-9494. Also, Elliot Shore Parks is coming up next. What did he see down at camp? Jalen threw a pick in practice today. Is he concerned? We'll discuss that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. We're live at Chiggs and Pete's in South Philly. Best in-game experience, Chiggs and Pete's, before the game, during the game, after the game. ChiggsandPete's.com for a location near you. Back after this. Listen, let's talk about guided door and window for a second. When you need new windows and doors in your home, and I know it's easy to kind of say, well, you know, we'll wait till next year. I did the same thing. We waited till next year, and we waited till next year, and we waited till next year. Well, this was the year we finally decided to get it done, and we got it done in style because 40% off each window or door that you buy. That's right, 40% off each expertly installed high-performance triple-pane window. And how about a door? You need an insulated entry door, sliding patio door, garage door, storm door. We got a patio door, sliding patio door out to the deck, little mini blinds in the door. It's amazing, 40% off that. And we started our project, and you can as well, with no money down and up to 12 months interest-free financing. But don't wait until fall like everybody else. Replace those windows and doors right now. Give Guida a call to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. That's 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at GoGuida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.com.